Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Back in 1963, in Los Angeles Coliseum, in August and September, Reverend Billy Graham, Evangelist Billy Graham, was having a crusade there with almost 1 million folks showed up there. And this is the very same Coliseum where they're having they just had on April the 9th, the Azusa Now Conference, which was so, so very, very powerful. But take a look. This is the stadium was filled with obviously about 100,000 at a time. But over the 21-day period, Billy Graham had 920,000 folks from all around the world came there. As a matter of fact, they even put a plaque up. Check this plaque out that they actually have at the Los Angeles Coliseum. And this is what it says right here. It says, Evangelist Billy Graham, Crusade for Christ, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, August 15th to September the 8th, 1963. This plaque is to commemorate the 1963 Crusade for Christ, with a total attendance of 920,927. It is so awesome to see what Evangelist Billy Graham did, but you're seeing now the same Coliseum. You're seeing the Azusa Now, 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival, and this prophetic word was released there that was heard by the YWAM, Youth for a Mission, missionaries that went to Lou Engle, the founder of The Call, who put this whole event together with Bill Johnson of Bethel Redding, and he talks about the mantle that's been on Reverend Billy Graham, Evangelist Billy Graham, all these years is about to be on America. As a matter of fact, let's go there and join him now.
It was 5 years ago that these YWAMers, circuit riders, came into my living room in Kansas City, and they prophesied and said that the call is having a shift, and it won't be just prayer, but it will be the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled and Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. For 2 days we deliberated and prayed over that word. As we were closing our times together, a phone call came from Terry Bennett in Nashville. He called my friend and said, do you know where Lou Engle is? Tell him I had a visitation last night. Tell him the Lord said, there's coming a shift to the call, and it will not be just fasting and prayer, but the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders and stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle is coming on the nation. This is that which was spoken 5 years ago.
This is so exciting to be able to see that. Some of the prophetic words that we have heard and been reported about Billy Graham is, when he goes to receive his reward, to be with the Lord, that his mantle will literally break up. It's such a big mantle, and it'll go scattered throughout the world, including America. And we're looking at that day. It's almost like what they heard 5 years ago, what we've been hearing from others as well, what God speaks prophetically. And by the way, prophetically means, you know, God is telling us in advance through dreams or visions, through words of knowledge, what's going to happen in the future. And we start seeing those things come to pass. It gets very exciting because we know that God is in it. We're looking at right this very minute, where you have a Pentecost moment, 110th year anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival, this charismatic revival that reportedly more people have been won to the Lord because of this charismatic movement that was birthed in 1906, I believe it is, at Azusa Street, is about to be reactivated. Just like the Lord told me when I was on a sabbatical with him, when he had South African pastor call me and said, America needs a second Azusa Street. Azusa 2.0, and we're seeing it take place even right now. So I want to encourage you, if you have not yet begun to just connect and see what's happening and say, begin to expect God to move. He's moving. I got a friend of mine that just reported that he's moving in, the Lord's moving in New Orleans. He's moving in Alabama. He's moving in South Florida. He's moving all over the world simultaneously. It's like an end time move of 1 billion souls reportedly. The prophetic word is coming into the kingdom of God, which means you got to get discipled up. You got to get trained up because God's going to need you in this end time harvest. When we get back from this break in just a moment, we're going to talk about how this messianic believer, which means it's a Jewish man who received Jesus Christ as the Messiah, had a dream about four people called him. There were four roofs, and these four roofs represent something very specific about what's even taking place at this Azusa Now event. It's just so exciting. Make sure you join us right after the break.
We'll be right back.
The world's waiting for a hope. They're waiting for another conversation that only you and your assignment can provide. Daniel was just faithful to his assignment, and he kept getting called before the kings. They remembered him from generation to generation and said, wait, there's one man who can solve this problem. And I believe that God's releasing people into their assignment. And in their assignment, there's going to be people who hear the whisper of their name. And you're going to find yourself called into places. Maybe you're just a barista. And all of a sudden, the head of the whole coffee company comes in and goes, I need to talk to you. I've heard some things that you've done here. And you're like, am I in trouble? No, it's actually the opposite. We're in trouble. We need you right now. I'm hearing these scenarios all over the world right now where Christians are being placed to solve problems and to cure confusion. And it's not just in one genre or area. The beautiful thing about the kingdom is it works in all aspects of life. It's not just like the easy parts of life. It's the hard parts of life. That's when Christianity shines. That's when we're a light, is the hard parts of life. There's two options, and all of a sudden we bring another option. There's no answers. Everything's exhausted, and all of a sudden we show up, and it's like, because we showed up, like when Jesus showed up, another option's presented, and people are like, how is God this good?
Thousands of tourists visit Rome each year just to look up at the ceiling. What draws their attention is the magnificent work of Renaissance artist Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel. Each fresco is a scene from the Bible.
The work of earlier artists cover the walls of the chapel, one depicting the life of Christ, the other the life of Moses. Michelangelo painted 9 scenes running the entire length of the chapel.
The ceiling begins with the creation from the book of Genesis and continues with the story of Noah. Michelangelo also included the biblical prophets and ancestors of Jesus. His painting of the Last Judgment on the altar wall of the chapel completed the Old and New Testament visualized in Michelangelo's work.
Engage with the Bible in every sphere of its influence over the centuries.
Experience the book that shapes history by visiting motb.tv. Take part in viewing this historic short film campaign by interacting with the film, the commercials, and the book itself.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Craig Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting about what took place at the Azusa Now. We need the testimony. I mean, we can't tell you everything.
It's amazing.
We have just a limited amount of time.
15 hours.
15 hours focused on, you know, Pentecost, upon, you know, that moment, the birthing of
glory God,
yeah, the glory of God, every tribe, every tongue, the humility was there. If you missed our previous program about, you know, so many things, one being the Pope Francis sent a representative from Rome just to say, listen, forgive us for how we treated the Protestant church. You know, we were wrong, even.
And he represented 150 million charismatic Catholics.
Yes, they said they want to be a part of what Christ is doing. And everybody was coming there saying, I mean, there's so many different ones. But this dream is so important. This is one of Lou's friends. And he's a messianic believer and just lead everybody in the prayer for Israel. But right here he talks about that God gave him a dream about four Ruths. And this is so important because we're kind of in that last. You know, think about this. The lineage of Jesus Christ, four of the women are Gentiles in his lineage. And the fact is that all but four, I believe it is. We'll hear it in just a minute. But the very fact that Ruth was redeemed as a Gentile by a Jewish Boaz, that is the merger and the blessing. When we're like gleaming around the fields like Ruth, you know, we go humble ourselves at the feet of Jesus, and we get received into the family of God, and all of a sudden, everything this Boaz is ours. This is exciting, but watch this. This is a powerful prophetic dream that he's going to share with you at the Azusa Now event, just this last April the 9th.
April the 9th.
Take a look.
And God showed us in this dream
that the call of Zusa was about the healing of the races, the uniting of the denominations, and the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We believe he wants us all together in one place and in one accord that he can send his Holy Spirit. Right now, we believe that it was critical that we honor the root nations, the natural root peoples of this nation, the native peoples, but the spiritual peoples, the spiritual root peoples, the Jewish people. Now we are moving into a transaction that we want you to engage with. It was many years ago that I and my friend were in Jerusalem, and he had a dream. And it's quiet. And in this dream, he received a phone call from four Ruths. Ruth Prince, Derek Prince's wife, who loved Israel. Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's wife. Now I believe this moment is about that. And Ruth Heflin, who is a friend of Israel. And the fourth Ruth was Ruth of Ruth and Boaz, who said, your people shall be my people. I knew the dream was that there was coming a call when the Gentile Ruth would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're in that moment right now as my friend Rabbi Sobel, Jason Sobel, shares, we are going to begin to proclaim what Ruth proclaimed, believing that shockwaves will go all over the globe as we make this covenant to declare that your people will be my people.
Shalom, everyone. Friends, I believe we are in an epic moment in history. Amen? Friends, we are in a John 21 moment where the Lord is about to tell us to cast the net, and there is the greatest catch the world has ever seen. It is about to come now. They were fishing all night, and they caught nothing. The Messiah said, throw the nets on the right side of the boat. Why on the right side? Because that's the sign of love. That is the sign of unity. That is the sign of relationship. And until we join nets, the great catch won't come. John 21 can't be fulfilled until John 17 is fulfilled. Messiah prayed that these and those would be one as he and the Father are one. These are the Jewish apostles and believers that were standing there with him. Those were the nations that were to come. And when these and those, Jew and Gentile, come one, what happens? John 17, 23, they will be perfected in unity, and all the world will know that Yeshua is the one sent by the Father, the Messiah of Israel and the nations. And the story of Ruth and Boaz, that's what it's about. Ruth was a Gentile Moabite woman. She married a Jewish man, but he passed away. She went back with her mother-in-law, Naomi, to Bethlehem, Beit Lechem in Judea. And she wound up falling in love. She was at first destitute. She was homeless and hungry. But then she attached herself and entered into covenant relationship with the Jewish man, Boaz. And when they came together in covenant relationship, she didn't just get the gleanings of the field, she got the full inheritance. Friends, there are four women in the genealogy of Yeshua Jesus. They're all Gentiles. Why? Because the kingdom of God, the messianic king and the kingdom, cannot be birthed unless Jew and Gentile birth it together. And when we do, we see the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven. But that's why the enemy has historically tried to divide Jew and Gentile, because he knows when we unite in the Messiah, we become an unstoppable force for global change and transformation. Friends, it's time to heal the original schism in the church.
The original schism in the church, the first division, was a division between Jew and Gentile. And when we heal that schism, when we repair that division, we will see the great catch of John 21, the fulfillment of John 17, that the Lord has promised. Come on, do you believe? Let me hear you. Friends, when Ruth and Boaz unite, Jew and Gentile in Messiah, it's going to release the greatest sound of revival the world has ever seen. When the roots and shoots come back together, Ruth and Boaz unite, there will be healing for the nations and healing for Israel. Amen. What happens when Ruth and Boaz find themselves connected in covenant in the upper room? There will be a worldwide outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are going to take a moment here with my messianic rabbis and Jewish leaders from around the country standing here with you and Lou. And there is covenantal blessing when Ruth and Boaz, Jew and Gentile, unite in Messiah. So together, we're going to make a prophetic declaration. The same words that Ruth spoke to Naomi. And we believe that when we recall these words out together from the heart, God is going to release the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, in greater measure in preparation for the great catch and revival that is coming. Are you ready? First in English, then with my Arab brother here in Arabic. Because friends, Isaac and Ishmael are coming back together. The family is being healed. We are one in Messiah. The peace process can't fix it, but the peace, Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom, Yeshua Jesus can. Amen? Come on. So, okay. We're going to lead together. Prepare your hearts. You need to do that. We need the Boaz. Hold on a second. Just share your heart about Ruth and Boaz.
See, I believe right now, this is, again, it's a covenantal moment. When Ruth said, your people shall be my people, your God shall be my God, she was making a sacrificial covenantal declaration. Someone's getting healed. Praise God. Come on, give a shout to God. Brothers and sisters, we are saying, we are setting our face to bless the Jewish people. We're turning the hearts of the children back to their fathers. Can you engage with me right now? Don't look over there. Engage with me. Ruth chapter 1. Ruth. Oh, that's in your Bible. Is it on the screen? Can we get that Ruth on the screen? It's on the screen. I don't have it. Everybody, right now. I'm not sure what they have. I want you all out loud just to begin to declare it together. One, two, three. Go ahead. This place, I want you to pray.
I'll read it in Arabic. لَنَاوْ حَيْثُمَا ذَهَبْتِ يَذْهَبْ وَحَيْثُمَا بِتِ أَبِيتْ شَعْبُكِ شَعْبِي وَإِلَهُكِ إِلَهِ. The story of Ruth is the story of every believer that accepted Jesus Christ and became a member of the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen. All across this place, would you stretch out your hands? 1967, the Messianic movement began and Jewish people started getting saved. It's 50 years, it's Jubilee. We're declaring Jubilee. It's time for another great Messianic awakening. Lift your voices and begin to pray. Father, we pray in the name of Yeshua that you would loose a worldwide Messianic movement, a great awakening. Go ahead, lift your voices, keep praying. Living God, awaken the Jewish peoples. Bring forth Romans 11:12, the fullness of the Jews, life from the dead. In Jesus' name, I want you to pray. I want you to pray awakening to the Gentiles.
Abba, we're asking, open the eyes of the nations. Help them to understand the Jewish root of the faith, God. Help them to understand. Help us to unite. The Gentiles are meant to provoke the Jewish people to jealousy, Abba. We believe it is time for the love to come forth, for there to be a great awakening among the nations, an awakening among the nations that reveals the revival of Israel. God, we say, Ana Adonai Hoshiana. Lord, grant salvation. Ana Adonai Hoshiana. Ana Adonai Hatzlechana. Lord, grant salvation now in the name of Yeshua. Friends, we're going to seal this declaration. Friends, the most important prayer that every child learns, these are my two boys, the first prayers that they learned were the words of the Shema. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. This has been the foundation of the Jewish faith. This is Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And when we say those words in Hebrew, there's six words. And what it's meant to proclaim is that God's kingship should expand to the four corners of the earth, heaven above and earth below. It is the declaration of the kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. So sing these words with us as we declare it, and then we'll cry out for the coming of the Messiah. Amen?
Amen. We're going to sing Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael.
Just hold hands together. Jew, Gentile. As she sings, just can we pray John 17? I know the Lord hears this prayer because it's His prayer. I pray that they may be one, even as I and the Father are one. Just begin to pray it. Don't look at us on the stage. Ask Jesus to fulfill His prayer.
Oh, yes, God, make us one as You are one. Make us one as You are one. Make us one as You are one.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.